give up on sex. Don't give up on birth control either. There are more methods than you think. Visit Bedsider.org to compare all the choices and put the bogus myths to bed at Bedsider.org. But we got options tonight. Brought to you by Bedsider and the Ad Council. Bedsider.org.
That's right. That's right. You crazy kids out there. Use that birth control. And I'm not talking about rock and roll music, because that's not birth control. That's birth-induced. So take that with a grain of salt, coming from a guy who's just rock and roll. So anyways, 3 o'clock, and in this beautiful, it's still 49 degrees here in Medford, Boston, at Tufts University on WMFO. That's right. I'm getting them all. Mm-hmm. Boy, I'm getting them all. Can't say anything about me. I recognize. So it's past the shout out time. So you have any silly news for us?
I do.
Tina Marie. All right. Well, then take it away. We'll do a couple silly news stories. And I don't know. I don't hear the doorbell ringing.
No.
So we'll just take it away. No big deal. I mean,
okay.
We planned ahead, and let's see all the silly bastards around us, what they're doing.
This one's not really silly, but...
It's not?
It's weird.
All right,
it's scary. So,
go ahead.
What could be one of the most scariest places you would be sitting in? A porta potty?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it just so happens that this poor guy had to take a number two.
It happens. You know, you're at a construction site. Or
that's what he knows, yep.
I don't know, at a concert. Or,
that's even more gross.
At a, at a work party.
We're in downtown Boston in the construction zone.
down the playground.
Oh, so he's
Chuck
sitting.
Chuck E. Cheese. I don't know.
He's sitting there, probably on his phone perusing through Facebook. When lo and behold...
Well, trust me, you're in a porta potty. You don't sit there that long.
Oh, I guess not.
Well, you try not to.
Oh, yeah,
he even if
wasn't.
You're a guy, I mean, unless, you're one of those guys.
Should I ask?
I don't know.
What kind of guy is that? I don't know.
Just one of those big fat guys with a big hairy butt who don't care.
Oh!
Because there's nothing that could possibly penetrate that forest of ass hair he has going on.
I knew you were
going
to say that P word.
All right.
Anywho, he's sitting there doing his business, minding his business, when a female redback, which is not the good kind of female redback, it's a close relative of the black widow spider, came and bit him right on the head of his penis.
Oh,
penis!
What happened?
Yeah. He was probably thinking what just happened.
Are you sure it wasn't a black widow?
No, it wasn't.
Don't they bite the head off their their mates when they're done?
No, those are...
Yeah, that's a black widow.
No, the female...
Praying mantis?
Yeah, praying mantis, the female
black
one.
Black widows kill their...
Oh, they do?
After they mate. Yeah.
They do? Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
All right, you're all done. I have no more need for you.
Yeah. Women should probably think of doing something like that.
Yeah, probably. I think they already do.
Probably.
Mm. Hang in there, Ed. 55 years old. You don't look a day over 40.
Yeah. He's been married for 45 years.
Oh, wow. All right. My math might be off.
A little bit. He had me when he was 10.
Hey, I lost my virginity at 9.
So I know, right?
Why not? It's possible. Hey, we were freewheeling people back then. In the early 60s. When I wasn't even born yet.
And you weren't born yet, right? I know.
That's right. I was still freewheeling.
The poor guy got rushed to the hospital.
Penis!
Oh, no. Actually, the paramedics rushed to the scene, but he got himself to the hospital on his own.
Really?
Yeah.
Would he crawl?
Ugh, I don't know.
Just kidding.
Imagine that. But
no,
he was okay.
I can't imagine that. That's one of my
fears. They had to give him some anti-venom.
Irrational fear.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, getting bit in the penis. Number one.
By a spider. Or by anything for that matter.
Anything. Anything. A clam. I don't know. Anything.
A clam.
You know those piss clams when you walk up on the beach and you step on one and it pisses you? It pisses on.
Woo! Tries to hit you in the eye.
No. All right, now it's getting filthy.
Instead it jumps up and bites you.
Yeah, now it's filthy.
What about, well, you used to, all right, back in the day when you used to ride a motorcycle, did you ever wear shorts? Did you ever wear shorts when you were riding your motorcycle?
No, I went naked most of the time.
Oh, okay. So then you didn't have that irrational fear of the bee going up your shorts, stinging you while you were driving your bike?
No.
That's a fear. I can't even look at you.
Although I did rub honey all over my nether regions before I went out on a ride. It didn't work.
And you drove by the beekeeper place.
And I had my Winnie the Pooh cape on.
Oh, you did. I'm sure.
Yeah, it was tough, man. It was tough back in the day. Nobody screwed with me.
Nope.
That's right.
And at the same time, when you were done, then you waxed yourself.
Yeah.
With all the honey.
That's right.
You did it the natural way.
Mm-hmm.
None of that.
Yeah, you ever hear of the bee beards? That's what I had. Downtown.
Yeah.
God.
Wow.
A bee gherkin.
You need a tissue.
All right, come on. Can we do the story? Or is it
that
done?
Was the story.
My story was better than that.
We just took it off from there. That's all. Like we usually all right. do. Want to hear another one? This one's funny.
Okay.
All right, so these people at a zoo, the girl who takes care of the meerkats got into a spat with the monkey.
Monkey? What is a monkey?
With the monkey handler over the llama keeper. Yeah. And she smashed a glass of wine over her head at the Christmas party.
Oh. I guess there's nothing better to do at the zoo than...
Right?
Yeah.
He dated both women. She was sentenced to 12 months community service for the assault with the wine glass.
So what was the trifecta? Was it the goat handler, Rick?
No, the llama keeper.
Oh, I thought it was Rick the goat handler.
No.
Yeah.
The elephant keeper was mad.
Yeah, that... Hey,
that sounds.
That zoo is no place for children, I'll tell you right now.
Sounds scary.
Don't bring the kids down there.
Not
anymore.
To that zoo. The meerkat. Meerkat expert was having a love affair with the llama keeper who was having a love affair with the monkey handler. Wow.
Yeah. That's some trifecta.
Yeah, and did not go over well at that Christmas party, I'll tell you.
A llama, a meerkat, and a monkey.
Mm-hmm.
Walk into a bar.
Yeah.
No, that's it.
Oh.
They walk into the zoo. And all their handlers are in the birdcage having their way with each other.
Right? They walked out of the zoo. Oh, and she also got fired. The zoo fired her.
I'm sure she... Oh.
The meerkat.
Oh, from the job. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The other two didn't get fired, though.
All right. So, these are the stories you have. Okay. A bitten penis and a threesome at the zoo. That's awesome. I have to say that. That is...
Okay, terrific.
Absolutely. And that's what you get here in the afternoon on the Giddy Up at 3:09 p.m. while people are trying to scramble to get out of work on a Friday. But, hey, that is going to make you smile and kick off your weekend, right? I guarantee it. All right, so you have a couple more stories, or how about this? I want to play a song for the birthday boy, and not Matthew because he won't know what this song is about.
Probably,
but for Mr. Ed, and this is for you. It's a long song, so we'll come back with some more silly stories. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 49 degrees here in Medford, Boston, and you're listening to the Giddy Up. Why don't you take us out, even though I kind of almost halfway did it. But I'm going to play this for your dad for his birthday.
Okay.
55 years old. God bless him.
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I got me an office called Records on the Wall. Just leave a message, maybe I'll call. Lucky I'm sane after all I've been through.
It was a young police corps.
I can't complain, but sometimes I still do. Life's been good to me so far.
All right, kids, you know, there's nothing more I can say. What a great song.
That
one goes
song.
Out to Big Ed. Big Ed, happy birthday. Little Joe Walsh for you there. I'm sure he loves Joe Walsh, because I know he has great, great taste in music.
He says thanks for making him 10 years younger.
Hey, tell him look in the mirror. He makes himself look 10 years younger. God bless him. Anyways, happy birthday to Big Ed and little Joe Walsh for you. Anything else you kids want to hear? It's 3:18 in the afternoon. So, what do you say, Tina Marie? You have one more story?
I have one, yeah. The other one's kind of lame.
All right. Well, you can lay it on us, and I will lay some weather down in a little while. And but you know what? It's all about the rock and roll.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
It really is.
Always,
as I always say, right?
Mm-hmm.
Always be a rock, never roll.
Exactly.
I always do say that. That's my sign-off. One of my sign-offs, but
mm-hmm.
I said it now, so guess what?
What? Well,
usually at the end of the show, nobody's listening. So you kids understand that. And yes, be rock and roll strong.
That's right.
That's right. Never stray from the origins of music.
Right.
It's always been rock and roll.
Always.
None of that C-rap, none of that pop. I can't say what I want to say. All right, anyways.
You might as well just diss country while you're at it.
I don't need to. It's a given. It's a given. Anytime you're, I don't know, in a bar or in a car or wherever you are and country music starts, people just walk out. Even in the car.
They just
leave.
Walk right out of the car.
I don't care if you're doing 60.
I'm leaving.
And you could write a new country song about it.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah. I was doing 60 on Route 60.
When my baby jumped out.
Should have locked the car door. But I didn't. Now he's gone. And his dog is still with me. And the shovel.
In the shovel.
That I buried him in. All right, come on.
All right.
Do the story.
What are you yelling at me for?
Right, I'm not yelling.
I'm just singing
a country
song.
By the way, it is 50 degrees here in Medford.
Oh, it went up?
In Boston. Yes. And it feels like 50.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It feels like 100 in the studio.
It does feel like 100 in the studio because I exuberate that heat when I play my rock and roll music.
Mm-hmm.
Especially Joe Walsh.
Especially Joe Walsh.
Yeah. He did a lot of drugs. Unlike your dad, but he's had a good life.
Yeah,
yeah.
He has.
Yeah, he's been at many parties. He hasn't been able to leave because he couldn't find the door.
My dad or Joe Walsh?
Joe Walsh.
Oh. I was like, what?
4 a.m, came without the warning.
That's right. And then it was 5:30. And then it was time
you were,
for bed.
Yeah, snuggled up to the toilet.
Yeah. So hey, did you hear they caught
so
that? So hey, did you hear they caught that suspected serial butt slapper in New York?
I did not. I did not even know there was a butt slapper in New York.
Mm-hmm, there was, yeah.
Although that makes sense. Speaking of New York, yeah. Speaking of butt slappers in New York, they'll be here at Fenway this weekend, tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. Yeah, all the Yankee butt slappers. Go Sox, baby.
So, that was a good one, honey.
What? They're all butt slappers.
I know. So this,
well, all baseball, but this mostly in New York.
This buffoon, right?
Yeah.
He's driving his pickup truck in near where people jog. He pulls up and he gets out like he's going to start jogging. And he starts running behind the women as they jog by.
Oh, so
except
he has a plan.
He's not in jogging clothes. He's in jeans and a t-shirt. And then he grabs their butt and slaps it. And then he gets back into his pickup truck.
What?
He put duct tape over his license plate.
Sorry. Sorry. I'm building up for a while. Sorry.
That's what.
I'm sorry.
I think I ran into him.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
And that's what happened to me.
Sorry. There we are.
There we are.
There we are.
Yeah, he butt slapped me and I farted on him. Of course, I do have the ass of a female jogger, so I can understand it. why he thought it was a woman. Yes.
So he gets arrested. No, wait. Let me back up.
Or I have the ass of a Todd preteen Swedish boy.
I'm going to pee myself. So the next day, the trooper is like hanging out in the park waiting to see if he can see the Chevy pickup truck, the black Chevy pickup. And of course he spots it because the guy's an idiot. He's talking to an old lady, an elderly woman. He's trying to butt slap some elderly woman.
Really?
Yeah. So
well,
then
that takes a while.
She told the trooper that the man slapped her buttocks.
Or buttocks.
So then he tried to flee. He attempted
he tried to
flee.
But his hand got stuck in the buttocks.
In the buttocks.
Because of all the waves going on.
He gets arrested. They arrest him. And they find a loaded 357 handgun.
What?
So he's in more trouble for the stupid gun than anything.
Yeah.
Listen to this. He's held on $10,000 cash bail.
Wow.
So, yeah, he's locked up.
Yeah.
He couldn't make bail. I think he's more in trouble for the gun than the butt slapping.
And the one he got caught with. The elderly
lady. The elderly lady.
Yeah, with the Venus flytrap butt.
Right?
She handcuffed him right there. Oh, he couldn't get away.
It was jiggling for like 25 minutes.
He got arrested, and there was a 4.7 earthquake in New York City that day.
In upstate New York. Poughkeepsie.
Come on, get yourself together. Will you please?
I am together. What, I can't laugh?
No, of course you can.
I know. That was my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. This lady actually got a new job now, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, since that incident.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
She's doing what now?
Well, they seen the jiggle, uh-huh. The Jell-O jiggle. She's working for the new Jell-O club they have in New York now. They have and Bill Cosby is the manager. And it's called the jiggle room. All right, I'm only kidding. I'm just getting ahead of myself.
I found another one that's kind of funny.
Okay, well, you can lay it on us if you want.
Because I'm not a political person, so this doesn't bother me about Ted Cruz. So, this girl from Mississippi, she's 21 years old. She wasn't nobody. She was nobody up until the other day. Apparently, which I'll post it. She wasn't anybody but herself. She is the female version of Ted Cruz.
All
and
right.
She has been paid $10,000 to do porn.
Oh. That was last week, yeah. I remember that.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, that's okay, though. But, yeah, I seen that story. She does look like Ted Cruz.
She does. The picture is uncanny.
Yeah, he should have had her as his vice president running mate. How do you announce a running mate when you can't even make the card? You can't even... forget it. Never mind. We don't talk politics on the show, and you know I have plenty to say. And you know someone else has plenty to say about it.
So let's start by saying, leave Tom Brady alone. Leave him alone. Leave him alone. He's a great guy. It's enough.
It's enough.
All right.
All right. Now on to Ted Cruz's.
Yeah.
Man crush.
Trump's like, all right, enough of that. Enough about football.
That was really low, wasn't it? Did you hear it?
Yeah, I heard it.
All right,
yeah.
Cool. Coup de la.
Coup de la.
Yeah.
That was funny. Who was that lovely?
I know, a butterfly just flew into the studio.
Oh.
All right. It wasn't Donald Trump.
Nope.
All right, today is the 29th of April, 2016. And National Day today is, which I love to give these out because they're very cool. And I believe we run our lives by this calendar.
Yes.
No matter what the calendar says, happens. Okay. So being the 29th of April, it is Shrimp National Shrimp Scampi Day. Ooh, I almost couldn't say that. Mm. But I'm going to make some shrimp scampi tonight.
You are?
Yeah. Why, right. why would you like some?
Maybe. I'll have some shrimp. No scampi.
I was just going to make the scampi, not the shrimp.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was just going to throw you in it. Also, National Arbor Day. Peace Rose Day.
Mm.
So you give somebody a rose and as you come in peace. So I'm heading right to West Roxbury right after this.
Mm-hmm.
Not.
To give all roses?
It's Hairball Awareness Day.
Oh.
So we might want to talk to Zoe about that.
Don't tell her, then she'll be hucking up hairballs on the bed.
No, just talk to her about it.
talk to her about it.
Teach children to save day.
Oh.
Get, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I would imagine that would be money.
Like
or,
money, yeah.
Bottle caps, stamps, cards,
the
old
little,
underwear.
The little tabs on the top of the soda cans.
Oh, yeah. Right? That's
no,
something.
No, those are really like
I know, that's
good
something, yeah.
for the Shriners.
Oh, man. You're going to make a ton off of me. They can open a new Shriners.
They can open a new hospital.
With all the... what are they called?
The tabs.
The tabs, that's it?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I drink
soda
tab
can tabs.
What? Oh, a tab tabs double?
I think maybe. They're worth more points.
That would be
tab
cool.
tabs.
And last but not leastly, it is National Zipper Day. There you go.
Sweet.
Yeah, you're just gonna be careful. Oh, be careful. Yeah. Ah! No, I.
Watch out for that one.
I'm more apt on the butterflies. I don't like any interlocking metal around that general area.
Yes, correct.
So that's your national days of the week, anyway. And we're gonna play a song, and then we're gonna come back with some. I'll give you the weekend weather and the picks of the week, and then we'll just give you more nonsense. We'll just keep talking until you guys shut the radio off because you're sick of it.
Or it's time for us to leave.
One or the other. I don't even know where I'm going to go. I want to go old school. Always love old school. All right. Anyways, why don't you take us out, Tina Marie, and let them know what you're listening to, and I'll be back with the weekend weather. How's that sound?
Sounds great. You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston. Boom.
She keeps a Moët Chandon in a pretty cabinet. Let them eat cakes, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building, a remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. At a time of limitation, you can't take care. Caviar and cigarettes. Extraordinarily nice. She's a killer queen, gunpowder and gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind. Ooh, recommended at the price, insatiable and appetite. Wanna try? She never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Middleman from China went down to gauge your mind. Then again, incidentally, you that way. Perfume came naturally from Paris. Naturally. Forgot she couldn't care less. Fastidious and precise. She's a killer queen. Gunpowder gelatine. Dynamite with a laser beam. Guaranteed to blow your mind. Of a hat, she's as willing as playful as a pussycat. Momentarily out of action, temporarily out of gas. Absolutely dry. She's trying to get you. She's a killer queen, got
insatiable an appetite.
What a try!
Oh, hi, we're back. Sorry about that. We were making out. Just kidding.
Don't lie.
Anyways, boys and girls, 3:33 in the afternoon. Welcome back to the Giddy Up here on 91.5 WMFO. That's right. WMFO.
Yes.
Boston's number one freeform station. I don't care who you ask. They're wrong if they say anything different. All right, kids. So it is 50 degrees here in Boston, and it feels like 50.
Mm-hmm.
I must say, north wind at 20 degrees. I mean, 20 miles per hour wind, which it doesn't feel like it. I don't think so. Humidity is 59%, which means
Which means it's not humid.
It means there's 9% chance of rain. The dew point is 36 degrees. How's that sound?
Oh, that's the dew point, yeah.
That's right. So if you're making any honeydew melons outside, you have 36% chance
mm-hmm.
of them growing. That's what I believe the dew point means.
Only applies to honeydew melons, though.
All right, kids. Tonight, partly cloudy all night. 56 as a high, but I don't think we're going to even get up there because, you know, it's early. But it's a good night for a fire. You want to have a fire pit tonight. Maybe even grill outside. It'll still be, you know, nice enough. You know, throw the old hoodie on, flannel, whatever you got.
Mm-hmm.
And cook out. Tomorrow, pick of the week, pick of the weekend. 60 degrees high, partly sunny, but it will be sunny. What I like to call peekaboo clouds, there'll be more peak than boo. I don't know what that means, but I just said it.
Oh.
So tomorrow is my pick of the weekend. So if you're going to do anything outside tomorrow, get it done. Have a picnic. Go to Wrentham. There's good picnic spots up there. Grab the kids and pack up the car. And you don't have to hit the beach. Just do a picnic.
No beach tomorrow?
No. Nice Chinese food picnic or something. That would be nice. So on Sunday, I don't... we have a lot going on Sunday. We like to... But it's 80% chance of rain. Anything you need to do on Sunday, do it before noon, because starting noon, it is going to be a monsoon out there. Highs of 50, possibly. That doesn't really matter, because it's going to rain. And we do have a couple things going on, correct?
Yes.
On Sunday. And one of them being the Walk for Hunger.
Mm-hmm.
That's in Boston. That is not... I mean, that's every year. It's nothing personal to us, but if you're doing it, God bless you, because I've done Walk for Hungers, and I really, absolutely, it's in my heart. You know, I don't want anybody to go hungry, ever. And our other thing is our close personal friend, Sean Coyle,
mm-hmm.
from Everett, who, this is his second year.
Yes.
So, it's called the, go ahead.
It's take called it away. The... FSI Foundation for Autism.
That's right.
And it's the second annual 5K run / walk in FunFest.
Absolutely.
Tomorrow night, the 30th, there will be a pasta dinner
mm-hmm.
at the Connolly Center in Everett from 5 to 8 on Chelsea Street.
Which is great.
There is now over 50 baskets for raffles.
That's awesome. That will be on Sunday after the...
Yeah.
What do you call it? I don't know if you call it a race.
Schedules.
It's race walk
yeah.
fun.
Well,
for
it's
all.
Still timed, so yeah, it's a race.
It's still timed, but
they give away
basically it's It's for autism awareness. And that's why we are part of it. You especially, Tina Marie, donating your time and you've given plenty, which is great.
I sponsored the shirt this year.
And you did. That's awesome.
Tina Snook Photography.
That is awesome.
Gave a couple
and
of
I'll,
baskets.
I'll be there with you, and the kids will all be supporting you. And
Christine is doing it with me.
Okay. Excellent.
I might just jump in the mix. We're just going to walk.
I might just get a wheelbarrow and you guys push me.
You cannot sign up on the website anymore. Registration closed yesterday, but you can go to the pasta dinner tomorrow night and sign up. And also,
which is on Chelsea Street at the Armory.
90 Chelsea Street at the Armory. You can also sign up on Sunday morning at the Everett Rec.
Directly.
Between 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. And then 10:30 is the opening ceremony. The race starts at 11. It leaves from the Rec Center on Elm Street and goes down Elm Street.
To Washington.
Yeah, to Washington and comes back all up. The way back around Broadway.
Well, okay. So you don't have to do the route, but...
No, it ends at the Connolly Center, though.
That's right.
Oh, and
same place.
Yeah, and just to let people know, if you park over at the Rec Center, which obviously most people are going to and run, there's donations from a shuttle service have been provided
to bring you back to your car.
Yeah.
All right, so no worries there. And it's all for a great cause, autism awareness. Thank you, Sean Coyle. He's done it 1 year, and this year seems to be doubly the success that he had last year running this. And he's a great guy.
Way more raffles.
Great guy. And, you know, we're all going to be
there. The Red Sox and the Bruins donated something.
Right.
I've seen some of the stuff because he keeps posting it online.
You post the race link to our to the Giddy Up page, and all you kids, even if you don't run, whatever, come down to the time after. It is great. There's entertainment all the time, and you know, there's plenty of like you said, prizes and baskets and raffles for everybody, and it's a good time for the family. Even if you just come along.
Hamburgers and hot dogs at the Connolly Center after that have been donated, and then there's a one man band show going to be there this year, different from last year.
Besides me.
Right. Besides you. And then there's also an after party also going on Sunday over at Zeke's Pub. Across the street.
Yes. Okay.
Why am I making you laugh?
I don't know. No. Because the one band show didn't go over too well last year. When I ran, skipped, clapped, and farted and hopped. And did somersaults and cartwheels.
I thought it was
pretty cool, but apparently they wanted instruments other than my butt.
There'll be a live band at Zeke's called Rebound. This will be their second year donating their time for this great cause.
So you kids get out there on Sunday, and if your time for the 5K isn't under an hour, don't bother, because it'll be pouring out by then. But you can be in the Connolly Center, the Armory, right on Chelsea Street, and... Great time to be had by all, and it's good time, and it's for a good cause. A great cause. Not even a good cause. It's always for a great cause. And
yes, he donates the money back to every family with autism.
We thank Sean Coyle, a good friend, for doing this every year, and hopefully it continues for many, many more to come, and becomes a staple in the Everett community. So, that was great. I mean, did the weekend weather, so... Saturday, go out, do your stuff. Sunday, do the run early, and enjoy your day with the family, you know? Okay, let's see what we got here. Anything else you got there, Tina Marie?
No, that was all the information I had.
That was all the information you had?
Mm-hmm.
That's it? All right. So our funny man didn't show up today, but that's cool. He was, you know... He was busy doing a I don't know, something called a job thing. I don't know, something like that. Something crazy.
Yeah, something like
that. Anyways, we missed the funny man, and when we play one more song, we'll say goodbyes. Or why don't we say our farewells for right now, or do you not want to?
No, whatever you want to do is fine with me.
I like to go out in a blaze of great rock and roll music.
Okay, then we can
us talking.
Then we can say our goodbyes now.
Yeah, well, yep. Good. Good 17 and a half minutes.
Okie dokie.
All right.
So you
lay it on us.
All right. Thank you all for listening. Have a great, safe weekend. Hope to see you at the race on Sunday. And a shout out to Ryan, Nick, Kaylee, Christina, Miss Emily, and Zoe, the cat. National Hairball.
Now you got them all.
I got them all.
Yeah, we will have them all this weekend, which is great.
Yep.
Gonna let, you know, love having the family dynamic.
Yep.
And Saturday will be a frolicking picnicking, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
With the cat, too.
Oh, excellent. Excellent.
Just kidding.
All right. So we are going to take a 166-hour break.
Yeah.
We kind of need it. We're way behind in the sleep. I know, right?
Really?
So, as I always say, be a rock, never roll. Mm-hmm. Always stay Boston strong, boys and girls. We want to thank everybody so, so much, except Johnny Manziel. I'm sorry, he's in the green room. We couldn't get him in. Johnny Manziel, sorry. No time for you. And actually, I would say to come back next week, but don't even bother. Because...
You may be fired by then.
He's already fired.
Oh, he's already fired.
Yeah, he's all done. He was watching the... I seen a post on the internet that he was watching the NFL draft in a bar in Columbus, Ohio, right before a Beavis. Yeah, might as well. A Bieber concert.
What? Really?
Last night.
Oh, my God.
There's tons of pictures on the internet of him. So
he
goes
2 years
ago from being a first-round draft pick to... sitting in a bar,
yeah,
waiting for a Bieber concert.
Mm-hmm. I guess that's
good for you, buddy.
That's rock bottom.
Yeah. That is rock bottom. That's rock Bieber bottom. Anyways, is that it? All right. I don't want to miss anybody. Let me go over the shout outs again, and I want to thank everybody. No, I'm just kidding.
What are you recapping?
I'm not going to recap.
I'm teasing.
All right. So, everybody, well, we'll be back before to say our final goodbyes, but I just wanted to, you know, get our own personal shout outs out of the way. And, Chet, get better. We love you.
Mm-hmm.
Miss you, Dad, in Kentucky. And, Mom, I love you. And happy birthday to Ed and little Matthew, who's 9, who's probably going on a date tonight. We love you guys. Thank you for listening. And we hope you stay tuned and join us every week for the Giddy Up. And we love bringing you great music and silliness into your life and starting your weekend off on the right foot. Take us out, Tina Marie, and we'll probably be back just to say, see ya.
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
Just lie alone and wait for the change. Cold Right, you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is